All right, everybody, it's Monday Motivation, three easy steps to kick weight loss ass, and today, fuck feeling behind, y'all. We are going to get over feeling behind. This is one of the things I hear so many no BS women say, and I just want to help you overcome this because it's going to be a blocker for you in your weight loss if you aren't careful about listening to when you're saying it and then challenging it. So, the number one thing. Listen for it. When are you saying I'm behind? Here's what you got to know about the feeling of behind. It feels like shit every single time you say it. So that means if it feels like shit, it's probably a useless way to describe yourself and your time. It usually feels inept. A lot of times people will tell me when I ask them more about behind and I dig into like, well, what do you make it mean when you're behind? They say things like, I'm not good enough. Or I can't lose weight. There's always hidden fear underneath there. Saying things like I'm behind usually means that we're hiding fear thoughts like I'm afraid I can't lose weight. Or I'm scared that I'll never be able to do this. Or the fear thought of this is too hard for me because I've never been able to do it before. So when we say I'm behind and it feels like shit and we ask ourselves, what are you making it mean that you haven't done what you thought you should be at by now? That's the way that I like to think about it is like when we think about being behind, it's like we're really never truly behind. What's really going on is I had this idea that I would be at a certain point. And because I'm not at that point, I've decided to make it mean I'm behind. And when I think about being behind, I make being behind mean that I'll never be able to lose my weight, that it's just too hard for me. I'm not cut out for this. I'm too old. I'm too broken. And so one of the things I want to tell you is that you do not have to describe that you are behind. You could always just say, I notice where I'm at right now. I'd like to be at this place, but what's in my control right now to move myself forward? There's a lot of ways to describe it that doesn't have you feeling afraid, that doesn't reinforce insecurities about weight loss, that doesn't generate feelings of ineptness and shit. So, first thing I want you to do is just get good at hearing yourself. How often are you saying you're behind? Behind in your work, behind in your no BS, behind in weight loss, behind in your mothering, behind in your housework. We just do this all the time. And this goes right along with what I talked about earlier in the month of unnecessary suffering. I'm behind is another form of unnecessary suffering. You can argue that it's true, but you also could argue other truths like, I might feel behind, but I'm also willing to keep going. There are other truths. The funny thing about truths is this. They're all just a collection of thoughts. The ones that feel true to you only are true because they're the ones that you practice over and over again. They're the ones you allow yourself to think. The ones that don't feel true are the ones that you argue that that's even possible. The ones that you say like, well, that'd be great to believe, but it's like, don't do that to yourself. So like, that would be great to believe. So how can I start believing that? How many times a day can I tell myself? Where can I find evidence that it might be true? Where can I find evidence that what I argue for as my inept truth isn't really the case? That might be my unnecessary suffering. That might be my dramatic thinking. So the second step is after you've been listening is to normalize your feelings. Very often we aren't where we think we want to be. We had an idea that we would be further into weight loss or that we would look different or that maybe by now we'd have like not time eating on lock. We have all these ideas of what we think should happen. Most of the time, what we think should happen and what actually happens don't match up. But that doesn't mean we were wrong. It means that we now know where we are, So we now know what is the next thing we need to do to get further along. So when you normalize your feelings and you catch yourself thinking I'm behind, tell yourself, yeah, it would be normal to think this because it's new. You've not thought new things yet. You've not been taught that you can change thinking I'm behind. Like that, like I'm behind. Yeah, just listen to your friends. Listen to your coworkers. Listen to your kids. We are a society that is always comparing ourselves to some ideal version of where we think we should be. And so then we live each and every day, not in pursuit of the ideal because we think we're deserving of it, not into the pursuit of the ideal because it's like, who better than me to go after it? We're not going after the ideal because we're sitting around acknowledging our greatness, acknowledging our strengths, knowing that we're willing to go after it no matter what, figuring out what's right about us, why I love myself enough to go for it. No, we're sitting around always looking at the ideal and feeling behind because we're telling ourselves, and we're not good enough. We're always pursuing ideals from this place of like, here is terrible. Here's not good enough. Here's okay, but there will always be better. Really listen to society. Think about how often society is always working towards being somewhere else rather than just saying like, what if right now I've decided, just like me, at 250 pounds, I decided that I was not going to sit there and lose weight by doing mean shit to myself anymore. I was not going to try to lose weight changing everything on a dime. Ever again. I knew in order for me to lose weight that I needed to each and every day challenge myself to do something a little different because I knew I could do little things that were different. Notice how I had shifted my thinking from I'm going to try to lose weight, but I've never been able to. I'm going to do all these things knowing it's going to be super hard and that I've always failed. I'm going to try to do all these things because, like, who would love somebody at 250 pounds? Like, Chris must be lying to me all the time. I decided to shift the narrative in the smallest way. I challenged my thinking in a way that wouldn't defeat me. I decided to quit trying to change everything to chase the ideal, and I decided to think each day, so what can I do? What is possible for me today? And I knew that I was going to have to shut down thinking that's not good enough. I realized that my biggest obstacle wasn't that I wasn't doing enough. It was that I was always thinking that what I did do wasn't good enough. And it beat me down and wore me down until the point of where I would have to give up because I couldn't take my own unnecessary suffering. I always felt behind. No matter what successes I got in weight loss, they were never good enough. I was always behind my thin friends. I was always behind somebody. I was never just where Corinne was. I never had diets where I just thought about, this is where I'm at, and this is what I can do today. And we're going to be good with that. Until the last time. That was the significant piece. I never sat around and thought about how behind I was. And I think that's one of the things you have to challenge in your brain. Does the version of you who loses all of her weight still want to sit around each and every day and think about what's not good enough about her? The version of you that loses all of her weight, is she still focusing on her lack? How she's not as good as everybody else? How she's still behind in her work, in everything? No. All of you have this idea that your future self doesn't have those worries. Well, if she doesn't have those worries, it's because you today are going to give her that gift by noticing when you're doing it today and stopping it. Future self, each and every day, is thinking, this is where I'm at. Here I am. At this weight, and it's good. Just like you today has to be like, this is where I'm at this weight. And it's good to know that I'm working on myself from a place of love for the first time in my life. That's how you marry future you and you today. That's how you stop feeling behind and you just take a breath and you're like, I refuse to ever think in weight loss and in no BS that I'm behind ever again. I am one click away from a lesson that could change my life. You could think that. You could think, I am one 24-hour plan from starting a string of 20. I am one 24-hour plan away from things possibly clicking, but it's not as hard as I thought to write down what I'm going to eat for the day. I am a few weeks away from seeing that planning is good for me. You could always be thinking those things instead of, I am behind, feeling like shit, and then making it all mean something's wrong with you. And the third thing, the biggest antidote to feeling behind, is to take one doable step. This is, you ask yourself, where did I leave off the last time? Let me go to the website and look at the No BS course. What's the last lesson that I checked? I'm just going to start with the next one. I bet every video can teach me something. If you don't know where you left off, start over. Who cares? I've never given a shit about how many times I started over on diets. Let me just tell you something right now. The fucking version of you who reaches maintenance, who loses all of her weight, does not sit around and regret or think about how many times she ever had to start over. You know what she does? She goes back with fucking gratitude to that version of her that kept going every single time, no matter how gross it felt, no matter how much doubt she had, no matter how much courage it took. I am beyond grateful that I did not let my bullshit thoughts keep me stuck in that cycle. I have never regretted that I had to do a whole lot of dieting to finally find the way that I was going to lose my weight for good. You won't either. You won't care if you had to start no BS over again. That is your dramatic ass brain making it mean, like, so what if you're starting no BS over? What do you make it mean? If you're making it mean something's wrong with you, no wonder you don't want to start over. No wonder you're staying stuck. What if you decide to make it mean, this is the most courageous act I will do for myself in my weight loss? You could make it mean that. You could make it mean strong fucking women, women who are playing a grown-ass woman's game, they don't get caught up in petty shit like feeling behind, unnecessary suffering, perfectionistic thinking. They tell their brain, I get why you're acting that way, but here's the real truth. I have decided to play the grown-ass woman's game. And that means we look for the best in ourselves in the moments where we don't want to. So, where'd you leave off and what is something easy to get momentum? That was the biggest thing that I did for myself when I was losing weight. I gave myself easy wins until I was able to challenge myself a little bit more. I keep saying it over and over again. Challenge yourself enough to where it doesn't feel defeating. Challenge yourself enough to where you can get your wins and then you build upon them. The smaller you start, just like I did, the more you're going to be able to build your wins. And the more wins you build, the more confidence you start earning for yourself. The more motivated you are to try bigger things. Because you will see yourself say you'll do things and do some of the things. Say you'll do things, stumble a little, keep going, and then unlock that. The more you see yourself do that, the more the confidence builds. The more you get momentum. And the more you're willing to challenge yourself a little bit more to try new things, to say no to a few things, to tell yourself, not today, because I want the pleasure of wearing the clothes I want to wear in a couple months. So today I'm willing to not eat chocolate-covered almonds. Those are the things that we do to lose weight. They're very simple. They're a series of tiny decisions made over and over and over again. So make sure that you're shutting down your it's not enough thinking, because this is always coming up for perfectionists, unnecessary suffering people, and people who think they're behind. We always want to go to it's not enough. What's not enough is doing nothing, because you've talked yourself into some bullshit. That no longer is good enough. So I want you to ask in the Facebook group, if you need help with urges, not feeling good enough, anything that you think or feeling behind, I want you to ask in the Facebook group. I want you to ask for help so that other people who have had this unnecessary suffering can help you unlock it. And then don't forget to check your boxes. We are in the middle of the Goal Getters Gauge. We are determined to unlock as many prizes as we can. So go to the No BS Weight Loss Course on NoBSWomen.com. Pull up the No BS Weight Loss Course. There are video lessons, and each lesson has a box underneath it for you to check to say that I've completed. If you are hashtag get it done, you are using that hashtag in the Facebook group, and we are counting those. That means you've never finished No BS. And if you are hashtag repeat, that means that you are doing it again for fun, for learning, to see how much you've grown, to uncover stuff that your past brain didn't even hear, wasn't ready to hear yet. So use that hashtag also. And I'll see you in an upcoming video.